The Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is proud to announce that coming up in the March issue of Girl Talk magazine, Phil Hendry will be interviewed, and you can pick up a copy of Girl Talk magazine, I'm sure, at many major newsstands. Girl Talk magazine is something a little bit different. It is a magazine, by its own description, for those who enjoy the fun of cross-dressing. And Phil Hendry, the host of this show, will be featured in a featured interview, interviewed by one of the editors of the magazine, Gina Lance, this coming March. Girl Talk... Hold on for a minute. What? Yeah, I'm serious. Girl Talk magazine, where are you going? Get a load of that. My producer just got up and left the room. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm going to be in... Hold on for a minute. Let me finish this and then I'll talk to you, okay? Folks, we're very proud to announce that coming up in the March issue of Girl Talk magazine, Phil Hendry, the host of this show, will be interviewed by Gina Lance. Gina's really a guy, a very nice guy by the name of Larry, who interviewed me for the March issue of Girl Talk magazine. Girl Talk magazine, a magazine for those who enjoy the fun of cross-dressing. And I was just looking over their last issue, issue volume 1, number 3. And there's some very interesting articles in here featuring guys who, straight guys, mind you, who just like dressing up like women. And they are featuring an article this month on Bijou. Now, this is a guy, but he looks just like Audrey Hepburn, I swear to God. Mike, where are you going, Mike? Where are you going? The guy looks just like Audrey Hepburn. No, it don't make me gay. It don't make me gay. Come on back. The guy interviewed me for Girl Talk magazine because he liked Margaret and Bobby. And he wanted me to be interviewed. No, it don't make me gay. You better go get him, Craig. You better go get him. Get a load of this. My producer, I was doing a promo for Girl Talk magazine. My producer got up and left. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with him. Huh?
Can't find him.
Is he downstairs? Well, give him this news flash. If he ain't up here in 5 minutes, he's fired. How about that? There you go. There we go. That solves that problem. Okay, where was I? Isn't back here in 5 minutes, he's fired. You got it. Here we go now. All right. Phil Hendry will be in Girl Talk magazine. By the way, why are we playing this crap?
Where you learned it.
Bud, take this. This ain't no Girl Talk magazine music. I want something that's got a little bit of flair so that I can promote what's going to be happening next month in Girl Talk magazine. I don't need pomp and circumstance. Anyway, it's an interesting magazine all about guys that dress like women, and it's on a newsstand somewhere around you. I don't know. I understand that some of the more prominent vendors in Southern California carry this, and I'm sure in wherever you are, you can be the... What is this?
That's some of the porno music.
And I don't need porno music either.
No, it's good. Go with it. Just go with it.
You think it's good?
Yeah, go with it.
Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry, Girl Talk magazine. For those who enjoy the fun of cross-dressing, I'll be featuring it next month. Look for the cover girl, Bijou. I don't dig this.
No, it's good, man. It works.
And
tell everybody why you did the interview.
Well, I did the interview because the guy, you know, Larry was a nice guy. And,
Boy, that Sandy Tamboy, look at that. That's a guy, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know. I could tell. It's not such a surprise.
Well, I think some of these guys look pretty good, don't you?
No, I don't.
Anyway, it'll be coming up next month in Girl Talk magazine. I hope that you pick it up on a newsstand someplace. Tell Schaefer, because I'm being interviewed in Girl Talk magazine, that it doesn't make me some kind of an aberrant guy. I ain't wearing nothing, you know, I'm not wearing underwear or anything, okay?
Look for the Adam's apple, man. If they have one, you know it's a dude.
Yeah, I got it, bud, okay?
Yeah, but you never know. You don't want to say that one guy looked pretty good.
When I say pretty good, I don't mean he looks pretty good like he looks exactly like a chick. I'm just saying he looks okay, you know? He looks pretty good.
Like that Bijou?
He's pretty skinny for a guy, number one, okay? And he's dressed like Audrey Hepburn. He's all right.
You mean you think he's hot, don't you?
Is this what this is all about?
No, but you think he's hot, don't you?
No, is this what this is all about? Because Schaefer got up and left the room thinking that somehow this makes me kind of aberrant or something? And even if it did make me gay, which it don't, but even if it did, what's that to him?
But you're the one you think these guys look hot. Now, he had to leave the room to collect himself.
What do you mean he had to leave the room to collect himself?
Well, it's a disappointment. You work with a guy, you think you know him. Then a guy coming on the radio go, by the way, everybody, you can see me magazine where a man dress up like a lady. Jesus Christ, think about it.
Well, I am thinking about it.
I mean, the guy works hard for you. Now you're in a magazine where you look like a lady.
I'm not in the magazine looking like a lady. They interviewed me, okay?
Well, I just think it's a hell of a thing to do to a guy halfway through the show and go, by the way, you can read about me in a magazine about a lady.
Well...
Hey, guy, you can tell us the guy right there because of the Adam's apple.
All right, I mean, I'm sorry.
Look at that, it don't look like a chick at all. It's got a guy's butt, and you can see a large bulge.
I got it, okay? I understand.
Well, you can see the bulge.
You don't say...
No, you can see the bulge.
I got about the bulge, man. I'm asking you about the rest of her. She looks like a chick, don't she?
You missed the 5 o'clock shadow. You need to look a little closer. Here, look.
You don't have to grab the back of my head.
See what I'm talking about? That's what I mean to talk about.
Well, all right. Look, tell Schaefer that it's got nothing to do with me, all right? Go down there and get him, okay?
What are you telling me?
Go down there and get him and tell him it ain't got nothing to do with me. Tell him he's got to come back up here, and I ain't some kind of a freak, and I'm not dressing like a chick. The guy wanted me to be in his magazine. I'm in his magazine. Now go down there and get Schaefer.
You'll be sorry you treat me like this.
Treating you like what?
Make me talk to a guy dressed like a lady.
Just go down and get him and quit being a jackass. Go. It's the Phil Henry Show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. A reminder, go to philhenryshow.com and check out our website and find out about how you can order the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD. Go down there and get them, bud.
You'll be sorry.
How you can get the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for the Best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD, Communism is Neat.
Dickman, Phil Henry's a fairy, and will you get
away from that, will you? What do you think you're doing?
You're a fairy.
Get a load of him getting into my Digicart, too. My beloved Digicart. Anyway, we're back here on the We're back on the show. 1-800-449-8686. All right. Very funny, bud.
Yeah, you dress up like a girl.
Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. We're going to talk with Doug Danger. He is the entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier tonight about the film The Hurricane, which he saw a special press screening of a few weeks ago before it was actually debuting nationwide. I saw it. I thought it was tremendous. Although the comment made to me, actually by my wife, read this, and we both agreed it was true after we saw the movie, that Denzel Washington... He is much stronger than the material that he has to work with. And I'm not saying the story of Reuben Carter isn't compelling. I'm saying the way it was rendered on this particular occasion, the way that it was written, the way that it was rendered by the rest of the cast. Forgive me. I don't mean to be I don't want to speak badly about people, but he is so far and away better than anybody else on that screen, and so far and away better than the story, the way it was written, that it's just very, very interesting. We'll get Doug Danger on the line here from Santa Ana, California. Doug, how are you doing?
Phil, I'm doing really good. Thank you very much for having me on your program. And this is a great story, Reuben Hurricane Carter's story is a great story of redemption, and it's a great story for our justice system. I'm proud to have seen this film, and I'm very proud to be able to share a view of it with your listeners.
Now, you saw a press screening of this a few weeks ago. Tell me, you also met Mr. Carter, didn't you?
I did, Phil. I'd like to tell you that story. I want to get into something, though, if I could, and just sort of change it up on you a little bit here. I don't know what you've got planned, but...
What did you want to do?
Well, there was something that I had observed in the movie theater. I saw a special press screening of this down in Santa Ana 2 weeks ago, and this happens every time I go to a press screening. This happens almost every time I go to the movies, but a cell phone got triggered. I heard a cell phone go off. Okay, and we've all been through this. There's a little something different, though, about myself and other gay people. As you know, Phil, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, and I react, I think, differently to certain things than straight people do. So this cell phone starts ringing.
I know what you mean about cell phones. It's happened to me many times. I wouldn't say every time that I've gone to a movie, but I hear cell phone going off, yeah.
Well, in this occasion, as I have in every other occasion that I've ever heard a cell phone go off, I sat and I observed all the straight people around me who were too afraid to go down and say something to the person. Now, I know that most people don't have the courage to go over to someone whose cell phone is ringing during a screening and say, you know, give the phone a rest for the night. You know, your life can't be that boring that you got to have your cell phone on. How important can you be, right? But I noticed that most straight people, if not all straight people, do not have the courage to do this. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have the courage to tell people to hang the cell phone up. And I can show straight people how to do this, you know. It's so funny. Every time I hear a cell phone...
What do you mean, straight people don't have the courage to tell somebody to turn their cell phone off?
That's been my experience. But as a gay man and as a gay journalist, because I have the courage to come out of the closet a year ago, and I know firsthand what prejudice is as a gay man, I can walk up to someone whose cell phone has gone off and say something like, hey, Alexander Graham Bell, maybe you can take your calls later, you know? Or if it's a woman, you say, hey, Ma Bell, you know, put the phone back on the hanger along with that blouse. It's just crazy.
So in other words, you're being kind of a smartass.
No, I'm not being a smartass. I'm trying to use humor to defuse the situation. Because these cell phones that go off and get fired, and because of my honesty, all right, and if they don't right off the bat hang up the cell phone, I know I'm dealing with a homophobe. And I say to them, let's not be homophobic, let's just shut the cell phone off. So I run into the same problem with people. You know, generally they're well-meaning people. A lot of them are well-known people. They're insiders, they're critics. I write about their homophobia the next day in the newspaper if they don't do anything about it. So maybe it's something you can explain to me. Why is it that straight people are afraid to tell somebody to shut the phone off, whereas as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have the courage to do it? I don't know, but it just was something that I observed.
Well, I can't tell you whether that is scientific or not. I've heard cell phones go off in theaters.
Well, let's try an experiment, Phil. You have been in a movie theater when a cell phone's gone off, right?
Yes.
Have you ever told them to shut the phone off?
You mean walk down there?
Walked right down there, got right in their face and said, hey, why don't you take your business outside? Are you a doctor or are you a lawyer or whatever? You can leave your business in the office for a while.
I mean, you're getting right up in their face.
Yes, I am. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never done that. I've never asked anybody to turn their cell phone off.
That's what I'm talking about. And that is the difference between gay and gay affiliates and the straight world, is that gay people are...
Now, what is an affiliate?
Gay affiliate?
Yeah.
That's a term that's used by an awful lot of gay men about lesbians. I've never liked the term lesbian. And so I say that a gay woman is a gay affiliate. And the reason why I do that is I think lesbian is very divisive. So that's just...
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's just something that I think a lot of gay men are doing that now. Because lesbian is a very divisive term. I think it means, you know, when you hear the term lesbian, a gay man, a lesbian, you're thinking of two completely different people, when in point of fact, we are battling the same thing, we're fighting the same fight. So I've never liked the term lesbian because I made it, so I've turned it, and a lot of people are using the term gay affiliate or gay friendly or gay-ish, okay?
Gay-ish.
Yeah.
Gay-ish means you're lesbian.
It means gay affiliate means gay-ish or gay, yeah, that you're lesbian. But the point I'm making here, it has more to do with cell phones than anything else.
All right, but you are saying that if somebody doesn't hang the cell phone up right off the bat, they're automatically homophobic.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, I think that that's a little extreme. As much as I think that cell phones in movie theaters are extremely annoying, and you're right, I've never seen straight people go down and tell somebody to shut up. You're saying if I see a guy tell someone to shut up, he's gay.
Absolutely, because we do have the courage and we do have the intestinal fortitude to go down there and say, yo, you know, put the phone away, okay? Now, if somebody doesn't do that, because I go to these screenings and most of these people are very well-known people, a lot of them are critics, a lot of them are insiders, a lot of them are movie stars themselves, and say, I'm going to write about you in my column. I'll write about your homophobia the next day in the paper.
Good God, Doug. You know, so much of what you do, and I've talked to you so many times on the air, so much of what you do is so threatening. And
how so?
Huh?
How so?
Well, I mean, you say to a guy, hey, if you don't hang up your phone, I'm going to write about how homophobic you are in my column tomorrow. Can it be a little bit less threatening?
Phil, you don't know what gay men, you don't know what gay men and gay affiliates have been through.
And this gay affiliates thing, that's what a lesbian is, huh?
We're in the 21st century, okay? We're not going with lesbian anymore. This is not a comic book. This is real life. So, yes, I will write about them, and I will say, because they're homophobic.
And why automatically are they homophobic?
Because they know the only people with the guts to tell them to shut their cell phone off are gay people. I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist, and I got the balls to go down there and tell them to shut their cell phone off because I've been up against a lot tougher situations than some guy's cell phone getting fired off in movie theater. That's all I'm saying.
Boy.
What?
Some of the leaps of logic and some of the way your mind works is just out there. So, okay.
My mind works out there, Phil. My mind is not out there. My mind is logical. And
okay, hold on, Doug, before you call me homophobic. Hold on, okay?
Right.
All I'm saying is you have this way of saying that, you know what, I don't even have time to explain it, but because you have the guts to tell a guy to turn his cell phone off, you're gay, and because he won't turn his cell phone off, he's homophobic, and lesbian is divisive, so you call them gay-like or gay affiliates. So you've rewritten the social book, right?
No, I'm who I am, Phil. I'm Doug Danger. I am a gay man. I'm a gay journalist, and I'm very, very proud of that, and if, you know, you've got a problem with it, you know, we can talk about it later.
Oh, okay, and let's get into a fist fight, huh, Doug?
I didn't say that, Phil.
Hold on. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier, talking to us about, we were going to talk about the movie.
I do want to talk about the film, Phil. It's a great movie, Hurricane, with Reuben, the story of Reuben Hurricane Carter. And
yeah, but now you got me intrigued all about this cell phones and the movie theater thing. I don't like hearing a cell phone go off in a movie theater.
So why don't you have the guts to go down there and tell a guy to turn it off?
I guess...
Because you're straight. I keep going back to the same issue, Phil. Because I'm gay, I have the courage to go down and confront people like that as a gay man, as a gay journalist. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, is line two the same person? All right, let me go to line two here. Monrovia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand. I don't care if he's gay, straight, or whatever.
Right.
My cell phone has to be on because I need to be in contact with my kids. I don't care where they are.
You need to be in contact with your kids. I mean, you know, there was a time when we didn't have cell phones and parents weren't in touch with their kids and kids were okay. They got along
okay,
fine.
Okay, but obviously you haven't been raising my three kids.
Do you have a babysitter?
No, they're old enough without a babysitter.
Well, wait a second. So if they're old enough not to be with a babysitter, what are you going to be in constant contact with them for?
So they don't burn the house down.
How about
they do, they
have they ever heard? Have you taught them 911 yet?
Yes, it's just
there you
that
go.
I need to always be, I need to know that they can call me at
you know
any
what?
Time.
You know what, you're a little anal.
I'm what?
You're anal, lady. You ought to give those kids a break.
Hold on for a minute. What do you mean she's anal?
Give the kids a break. They don't have to be under mommy's wing every single second of every single minute of every single hour of every single day.
Yes,
you
they
know,
do.
You know, if you're in a, why?
Why? Because I need to know if they're okay.
Oh, come on. What's the matter? One of them dead?
No,
what are
yet,
you talking about, man?
Well, she's got some fixation that I don't think is healthy.
No, no, no. Back to the subject.
Why do you think your kids are okay? If you away for a couple of hours, what makes you think they're not going to be okay?
No, the deal is, why just because you're gay, you have the right to come up to me and tell me to turn my cell phone off?
I didn't say it was because I had the right. I said I'm the only one with the courage to come up to you. And
he thinks, ma'am, that straight people don't have the balls to go up and tell somebody to shut their cell phone off.
Men have no balls.
All right, ma'am, if we're going to get into gay bashing, okay?
That's where she wants to go.
You don't tell me what to do with my phone.
No, she had to bash me. I knew it was going to get into homophobia. And that's what I mean about straight people, okay? Here's some woman that can't cup the apron strings on her kids because she's so anally retentive that she can't leave them alone for 5 seconds. And so she's got to gay bash me. It's predictable. It's predictable.
No.
And so when I go up to her and I say, turn off your phone, and she tells me I got no balls, I'm right in assuming she's a homophobe.
I'm not. I just don't appreciate anyone telling me what to do.
Well, let me ask you this, ma'am. If I heard your phone go off in a movie theater, I wish I had the guts to take it from you and throw it through the screen. I really do. But
see,
I don't.
But I do, because I'm gay.
No, they'd only call me if it was an emergency, so obviously I need to have it on.
What about 911? Do they know about that? Do they know about 911?
They need to call their mother first.
Oh, really? So if a kid's choking to death and they need an ambulance, call mommy first?
No, I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
On the regular phone, they can call 911, but then on the other phone, they can call me on my cell phone.
Well, if you're in the movie theater, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So why can't the ambulance come take the kid to the hospital? You can finish watching your movie.
I don't, because I need to be there.
All right, lady, we've heard it. Thank you very much. She is a little anal.
And listen to you. You even admitted it.
Admitted what?
Admitted that you'd throw that phone through the screen.
I'm saying that that's what I'd like to do. I'm not saying that I would do it. I'm saying, yeah, that's what I'd like to do.
And you don't have the balls, so you're waiting for the next fag to come along. And
yeah, that's what I'm doing. I wish there was a gay guy in this theater who'd go up there and grab that phone from that woman and throw it through a screen.
Go ahead and make jokes, but you know that's what you want.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Here's Hendersonville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, listen, I'm 16 years old, and
you're
that
right?
Woman is not called now.
What's that?
I'm 16 years old, okay?
Yeah.
And my dad, every time I go somewhere, my dad always gives me a cell phone.
Do what?
Huh?
To do what with?
Huh? Like if he needs me, he can call me.
No, wait a second. What if, is your dad, like, sickly?
Huh?
Is your old man bedridden?
No, my dad's a construction worker.
So what's he got to get in touch with you for, man, in case he needs you to pour cement for him? Like if you're inside a movie theater, why has he got to call you?
Well, no, in case I need to call him. Plus,
what do you need to call your dad about if you're in the middle of the movie? Whether you got to buy popcorn or jujubes or what? This is ridiculous, Phil. You see what I'm saying? We got hooked on a cell phone so bad in this culture. This guy's got to sit there in a movie theater in case daddy needs to call him to tell him what, man? What color toilet paper you need to buy? I'm the only guy with the balls to go up to a guy like you and say, shut the phone off.
Actually, if you told me that, I'd tell you to back off.
I bet you would.
Now, Doug, what you're doing is you're setting up a confrontation.
I'm doing what everybody else wishes they had the guts to do.
Go up to a guy who's on his cell phone in a movie theater and do what?
Tell him to hang it up.
Okay, then, see, if someone told me, if I told him back off and they didn't, that'd probably be a big-ass brawl.
Get out of here,
grandpa,
kid. You know,
our grandpa's in the hospital.
Your grandpa's in the hospital? What you doing going to a movie, then?
Why?
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
if your grandfather is so sick you need to be with him, then go up to the hospital and sit with your grandfather, man.
Okay.
Don't sit there in the movie.
Do you have a cell phone?
What?
Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
Then, okay, what if someone called you during the hospital, I mean, like during the movie or something? What would you do?
Hey, maybe the phone isn't turned on. You ever heard of that?
Like someone's really going to turn off their damn cell phone just going to a stupid movie.
Yeah, like you will, kid. Next time I see you in a movie theater, you better not have it on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. So what you're looking for is a fight, is that it?
No. All I'm saying, Phil, is that I'm the guy who's got the guts to go up to him and tell him to turn it off. You heard the logic of that one lady. In case my kids need to get in touch with me. Now, what is it that these kids have got to get in touch with their mommy over, okay? Is everything so all-fired important that she goes into a movie for 2 hours, they got to get in touch with her?
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm not necessarily saying that you're wrong. I understand it. When I hear a cell phone, I was out whale watching last weekend with the kids. I'm out there in the middle of the beautiful blue Pacific Ocean, and
you're not going to tell me somebody brought a cell phone out there.
Absolutely.
See, I would take that damn thing out of their hands and I'd throw it right into the ocean. You know that?
I'm being very honest with you. I was out there. It was a beautiful day, and someone's cell phone fired off. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm questioning the weird logic that you're a gay guy, and you're the only one with the guts.
Because you said to me you haven't done it. Now, I know a lot of gay men and gay affiliates, and I'm on a personal crusade to get into the face of every person with a cell phone in a movie theater, and I'd like to give out my phone number if I could. So that I can get people to call in and join in the crusade to get these cell phones out of movie theaters. I'm a movie critic, and I know how this messes up somebody's good time. So if I could give that phone number out.
You want to give your phone number out to do what?
So I get people to call in and get these cell phones out of these movie theaters.
Go ahead.
It's pretty funny, huh, Phil?
No, just go ahead. Give your number.
All right, it's 213-251-3189. That's 213-251-3189. Get these cell phones out of these movie theaters and leave me a message. We'll see what we can do.
213-251-3189. All right. Cartersville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. It's ridiculous for you to think the kids shouldn't be, parents shouldn't be giving cell phones out to the children. What if your child got in trouble and needed you? They would have to have that cell phone to call. Your child got kidnapped just because
about?
You wouldn't give them a cell phone. They couldn't call daddy and let daddy know what's going on.
Oh, they're
going to
call their daddy. They're
going to
call their dad up.
What kind of idiot are you?
What kind of idiot kidnapper is going to give a kid what kind of idiot kidnapper is going to give a kid a cell phone to use?
Excuse me. If you have gave your child a cell phone, your child
yeah.
would have one.
And the kidnapper takes it away.
Calling them around.
And the kidnapper takes it away.
Not
and
if
by the way, ma'am,
don't know that child's got it.
We have
please
something
say you're not a father.
We have
please
something called,
say you are not a
we
father.
We have something called police
officers. Because you would be the lousiest
officers.
Father on the face of
have
earth.
Have you ever heard of a police officer? You know what that is, don't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh,
I know
there you go.
Officer.
Okay, so we got cops. We have fire departments. We got 911. What are you going to do? You'd probably screw it all up if they called you. Look,
oh, God.
Wait a second. Let's say your kid gets kidnapped, okay? Let's just say, for laughs, that your kid gets kidnapped, all right? Ma'am?
Okay.
Okay. If he calls you, the kid's dead. If he calls a cop, he's got a fighting chance.
Okay, but
okay,
if
so
you don't
why
give
is he gonna call
phone,
you?
They won't have that fighting chance, would they?
They'll drop
you're
him off at a payphone.
You're saying take cell phones away, take cell phones out of the movie theater?
Most kidnappers drop them off at payphones.
Look, all I got to say is I got a cell phone, and so does everybody else in my family.
Don't have
and
that on if
the first
if I'm
person
in a movie...
ever tried to take my cell phone away from me, especially if I was in a movie theater or whatever...
Don't be turning it on when I'm in that movie theater.
Oh, what you going to do?
I'll take that thing away from you. I'll drive over it.
Ha ha.
Now I'll drive over that thing.
Mister, I don't know how old you are, but I know you older than 10 years old. Please act your age.
Well, what you got
don't
that cell phone?
To do something
now, why do
that
you
you're
have
not going to do?
Why you got a cell phone on in a movie theater?
Because, okay, listen.
I know. In case
I'll tell
your kid
you exactly
got
what I told the people at my job. I have elderly grandmothers. And if one thing ever happens to them, my cell phone's going to be with me. And if you don't like it, you can turn around and head the other direction and sit away from me because
many,
it's going to be on wherever I'm at,
how many
whether
elderly
you like it or not.
How many elderly grandmothers
you got?
You
need to get rid of the cell phone act you got going on.
How many
you don't want a cell phone, fine.
Got?
Don't have one, but leave everybody else alone that has one.
Well, why don't you get rid of them grandmothers? It'd be a lot easier to get rid of them than the cell phone.
Excuse me.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. How old are they?
I don't disrespect your family.
I'm not disrespecting
I don't blame
you.
I, no, you're not going to sit there wherever you're at on your high mighty horse and disrespect my family.
No, I'm
these
not doing that.
These are my grandmothers. You are going to tell me to get rid of them.
Okay,
boy.
Now I got.
I don't know who you are.
Now here I am. I
got
to live with your grandmothers.
Back off your high horse.
No, wait a second. Now you tell me I got to live with your grandmothers. I got to live with your cell phone. I got to live with your big mouth in the
no,
movie theater.
No, I said I
everywhere
got
you go, I
got to
live
elderly.
With them.
And I'm going to have my cell phone whether you like it or not because if my grandmothers get sick, they don't live in the same town I do.
Why don't they call a doctor?
And I'm going to know whether I'm in a movie theater or what.
Are you a doctor? Are you
no,
a doctor?
No, but they're my family and
right.
I want to know about it.
Well, they'd be writing their own death certificate if they called you if they needed some help, right?
No, but your
their
family
own
sure
death
would be,
certificate.
They'd be writing the first-class idiot in the United States.
First-class idiot of the United States?
Yeah, you.
You ever seen Reuben Hurricane Carter?
Do what?
Thank you.
I didn't even understand
is that
what
it?
You said.
Yeah,
right
that's
again.
All. She answered my question.
No, I didn't answer
yeah.
your question.
No, you did.
You
just
need
told
to
me.
Open up your mouth and speak.
No, you just said yes, you were.
Do what?
I asked you if you were a lesbian. You said yes.
No, I did not.
Well, I just heard it.
No, you did not.
I most certain, Mr. Henry, did not.
I wasn't listening. What did you say?
I said, are you a lesbian? She goes, yeah.
No, I did not.
Well,
I said, excuse me.
There you go.
I don't know what it is, Doug, that you're saying. I will say, ma'am, that I agree with Doug that people shouldn't have cell phones going off in movie theaters. I don't think that he walking up to you and saying, you know, he's going to throw it through a screen or drive over it is the answer to the problem.
She says she's got two elderly grandmothers. I say for our movie viewing pleasure, wouldn't it be better if they died than have her cell phone, you know?
Okay, Doug, I heard your insensitive crack.
No, my cell,
and the fact
phone
is,
my cell phone has a vibrator on it where I can turn it on silencer if I'm in a movie theater.
I get
and
it.
I can still find my cell
your
phone
vibrator.
Going off where I can answer it.
You're bringing a vibrator in there with you, huh?
Why are you such a sick pervert?
No,
you're
I'm just
on
talking
the radio,
about the
man.
Fact you bring that stuff in
Do
there.
Do you have to be so disgusting?
The lady has grandmothers who are elderly.
So my movie's screwed up because she's got sick
no,
grandmothers.
Not
Thanks
when
a lot.
It's on a silent
All right.
ring.
On a silent screen?
On a silent ring.
Oh, it's on silence. She's got a vibrator.
Oh, you should have told me you had a vibrator.
You are such a sick man.
No, you told me it's a vibrator. It vibrates.
Please say you are not married because I feel for your wife.
I'm gay, man.
Oh, never mind.
I'm gay.
Oh, you are?
I'm gay. I ain't married.
Well, I've met a lot of gay men, but they're not as disgusting as you.
You're the one that said you got a vibrator up there. That's the whole point of what I'm saying. I'm gay.
Okay.
And you're
and
a gay affiliate.
Do you expect everybody to stand up and applaud you because you are gay?
Okay, thank
well,
you very
I'm
much.
Sorry.
1-800-449-8686. You know, the lady said that her phone is on one of those vibrating rings, so it doesn't even go off in the theater, so problem solved. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with us and talking about how gay people, if I got this straight, and please tell me if I don't have this right, Doug, how gay people are the ones who have the courage to tell people to shut their cell phones off in movie theaters, right?
Phil, I just think that this is an opportunity, and while you laugh and while a lot of people find humor in this, I know as a gay man and as a gay journalist that gay people and gay affiliates have had to
So people know, not to interrupt, Doug, I'm sorry, gay affiliate refers to lesbians. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, that it does refer to lesbians. I think the term lesbian is divisive. Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
All right. What I'm saying to you, what I'm trying to get you to understand, is that gay people and gay affiliates have the opportunity to earn the respect of straight people. There has been so much bad blood going on that I think gay people can now earn the respect of straight people, and that gay people and straight people can find some common ground. We can do for straight people what they can't do for themselves.
And that's tell people to shut their cell phone?
That's tell people to shut their cell phones off in movie theaters when they're not using them. Absolutely.
1-800-449-8686. Jacksonville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. First, I'd like to say that I have a cell phone, and if I go to the movies, I have it with me.
And
I turn it off upon entering the theater.
Thank you.
But the problem is, if I were to be sitting down, having turned off my cell phone, you know, watching my movie and liking it, and someone was to have a cell phone ring, first, I wouldn't like that their phone is ringing.
Right, that's my point.
What would make me even more mad is if a man stood up, walked up to that person, waded through their aisle, told them to turn their cell phone off, and possibly, I know you never would, even though you say you would, threatened to throw their cell phone through the movie screen. Now,
well,
like,
you don't like the cell phone ringing, but you don't want somebody standing up and telling somebody to shut their phone off.
Well,
now, I find that strange.
No, well, what I'd have to say for the most part,
I mean, I appreciate the fact that you're a guy that doesn't want to cause a scene, okay? I understand that.
Well, you're going to let me talk? Okay.
What? I'm
you're
just saying, I appreciate that you're not a guy who wants to cause a problem.
Well, see, that's not the thing. If a person, mainly like if someone is to call someone on their cell phone during the movie, the person won't talk for a very long time, and they'll say, I'm in the middle of a movie, because that person wants to see the movie, too. That's why they're there. Now,
is that right?
Be extending this.
So why do they got that cell phone turned on? I don't agree with that. I think it's some jackass who, you know, isn't sure whether he wants to be in the movie or not. He wants to take this phone call. He's all nervous. He's got business to do. He thought he could relax, but maybe he can't. I don't know what his problem is. I'll tell you this much, though. The guy turns the phone off when he comes to the movie theater. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'll tell him to shut it down.
All right. Thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, I agree totally. It is very annoying to walk into a theater and someone's cell phone rings.
Yes, sir.
First of all, you're a little strong if you would approach them on the first ring because maybe it was an accident and they hadn't already turned it off.
What's that?
Maybe they hadn't already turned it off.
Well, they better. I'll tell you what. I'll walk up to them and remind them to turn it off.
But is that not a little strong?
No, I don't think it's strong. I think it reminds them to have some manners and not have that phone on so their dead grandmother can call them from beyond the grave. That lady has two grandmothers that are ready to go west on a gurney. Why doesn't she just care? I mean, if she cares that much about their health, she ought to be there taking care of them, not sitting in a movie theater watching The Talented Mr. Ripley or Mrs. or whatever that movie is, Mrs. Ripley.
Well, second of all, most importantly of all, you being a gay person and a gay journalist, as you said, has nothing to do with why you would tell them to turn it off.
I got the guts.
And I would.
I got the guts.
I do too. I'm straight.
Are you gay?
I'm straight.
And you got the guts?
Yes, maybe one straight guy
being
out there.
Gay never has anything to do with why you tell someone to turn their cell phone off.
I ain't never seen no straight person do it. I got the guts to do it.
Okay, well, maybe this is the first straight guy in the history of mortal man on this planet who's got the guts to tell somebody to do it. Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
I just want to say that, you know, cell phones in emergencies.
Here we go with that old excuse again.
Well, I'm just saying that basically what you said.
We got along in this society
child,
for
an
years.
An emergency like a dying child is more important than your movie.
We got along in this society for years without cell phones going off in movie theaters, and you're telling me a dying child, we got to have a cell phone. We got ambulances.
You're telling me that you would rather watch a child die.
What's that? No, 911.
You'd rather watch a movie than 911. Have a child die.
911. You heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Okay, there you go. Use that.
Use that.
Have you ever heard of 911?
What's that?
You've heard of 911.
I have.
Okay, then you call them. They'll come with an ambulance, and they'll take care of it.
Children need their parents to be there with them for moral support.
After the movie's over.
The parents need to know what is going on at the time.
After the movie's over.
No.
Yeah.
A human life is not worth any movie.
Well, have you seen The Hurricane?
I don't care about the movie.
Well, you'd be having a dip.
Wait a minute. The man's making a point. A human life is better.
You saw Hurricane, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw Hurricane.
You telling me you're going to walk out of that? You going to walk out of that, sir? Just because of a dead kid?
I really don't care about the movie.
Because of a dead kid.
Oh, okay, fine. I'll leave. If it was my child,
you don't know movies.
For a man who has never been a parent,
Saving Private Ryan was
in danger, I would get the hell out of that movie theater.
Even if you knew the kid was, they already had an ambulance there.
I would be there. I would be there for my child.
I think you're pretty selfish.
Selfish?
Well, I think you're pretty selfish.
Those movie directors
you're
and actors work very, very hard.
You're ruining my movie.
What about
you're ruining my movie. What about me? It's all me.
You know the work that Denzel Washington put into that movie?
I really don't care.
I think you're being very selfish.
Anyway, Phil Hendry Show.
Very selfish.